take a closer look at natural acquisition settings. In natural acquisition settings, language is not presented step by step, for example, one grammatical feature after another, or one functional feature after another. And learners' errors are very rarely corrected, which actually is one of the criticisms towards natural acquisition settings. Furthermore, learners are exposed to language for many hours each day, and learners meet different people who are proficient in the second language. These are all examples, perhaps, of a case where you have somebody working, or you have somebody who is in a school where the instructional language is, for example, English, but the students who are studying there are of a Swedish background or a French background or another language background. Furthermore, in such schools or such natural acquisition settings, learners observe or participate in many different types of language events. So there's a broad spectrum of language situations. It might be exchanging information, there might be arguments, brief greetings. Written languages can take the forms of notices and newspapers and posters. So there are many different types of language events which take place. Furthermore, learners must use their limited language, second language skills to respond to questions and also to get information. And finally, there's modified input which is sometimes available, especially in one-to-one situations, conversations between teacher and student, for example.